It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The U.S. coronavirus death toll reached 10,000 on Monday, hitting 10,993 as Trump administration officials warned the nation was heading into what will be a very painful week. The total number of cases in the United States rose to 368,449. New York remained the epicenter of the outbreak in the U.S., but Governor Andrew Cuomo said the state could be seeing a flattening of the curve as the daily death count remained below Saturday's figure for the second straight day. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said that with hundreds still dying every day, the city might have to hold temporary burials in a park for some victims as funeral homes are overwhelmed, then remove them to be buried elsewhere after the crisis ends. Donald Trump on Monday agreed to allow treatment of coronavirus patients on the Navy hospital ship Comfort, docked in New York City. The 1,000-bed ship was sent to the city to help ease the burden of local hospitals overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients, but it was supposed to treat patients seeking other types of care. Governor Andrew Cuomo, however, asked Trump to make the change. As of Saturday, the Comfort had only seen 27 patients. Over in the UK, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was transferred to intensive care on Monday. Johnson was diagnosed 10 days ago, becoming the first world leader to test positive for the virus. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab was designated as his replacement. Johnson's rapid decline took the nation by surprise as it came hours after he tweeted thanks to the National Health Service and said he was in good spirits. Tuesday's primary election in Wisconsin was the only such scheduled contest this month that hadn't already been postponed due to the coronavirus, though not for lack of trying by the Democrats. On Monday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court overruled Governor Tony Evers' last-minute order to stop in-person voting. Evers had called for pushing the balloting back to June 9th, saying that in-person balloting would endanger voters and poll workers. But the state Supreme Court, in a 4-2 ruling split along ideological lines, with Justice Daniel Kelly, up for re-election on this ballot, abstaining, sided with Republicans, who controlled the state legislature, and challenged Evers' order. Evers also wanted to reopen the period for requesting absentee ballots, which ended on Friday. An hour later, the U.S. Supreme Court weighed in, ruling 5-4 that Wisconsin voters must hand deliver their absentee ballots by Tuesday evening or have them postmarked by April 7th, overruling a lower court that had extended absentee voting for 6 days. In her dissent, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg excoriated her conservative colleagues, saying the decision means that voters will have to risk their health, quote, or they will lose their right to vote. This is not over and will not end well. Stay tuned. The aftershocks of the story about Captain Brett Crozier continue to rattle. Crozier is the now former commander of the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt, who was removed from his post for criticizing his superiors for not reacting adequately in response to a coronavirus outbreak on board. On Monday, the acting Secretary of the Navy, Thomas Mulley, the man who fired Crozier in the first place, saying he had exercised poor judgment by sending a scathing email to his superiors, went to the ship and over the PA system delivered what was described as an unhinged speech to the crew aboard. Less than 2 minutes into his rant, he began bad-mouthing Captain Crozier, and the angry response from the sailors on board also commenced, warning of foul language ahead.
On Sunday night, he sent that email, and that email went out to a broad audience of people. I know that I mentioned that it was over 20. We believe it was forwarded to even far more than that. And immediately it was picked up by the San Francisco Chronicle, which published sensitive information about the material condition of a naval warship. It was my opinion that if he didn't think that information was going to get out into the public in this information age that we live in, then he was A, too naive or too stupid to be the commanding officer of a ship like this.
What the fuck?
The alternate is that he did it on purpose. And that's a serious violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Just a few hours later, after saying he stood by every word of his speech, Mudley offered an apology in a statement that read in part, "I want to apologize to the Navy for my recent comments to the crew of the Theodore Roosevelt. Let me be clear. I do not think Captain Brett Crozier is naive or stupid. I think and always believed him to be the opposite. I believe, precisely because he is not naive and stupid, that he sent his alarming email with the intention of getting it into the public domain in an effort to draw public attention to the situation on his ship. I apologize for any confusion this choice of words may have caused." Maybe the acting Secretary of the Navy needs to go home as well. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button.